Kimberly over at the Tickle Bar in Dallas.
Yeah, in the Lakewood area.
Lakewood area.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. She knows we're calling, so
okay.
She'll get there.
Kimberly. Hi,
Miss Kimberly. It's Bo and Jim. How you doing, girl?
Hi, I'm doing great, Bo and Jim. How are you?
Well, we're just tickled to talk to you.
I'm so glad. I'm happy to hear that. I hope you'll come in and let us tickle you.
I don't like to get tickled. That's the thing. Some people like it. No. I'll wet my pants.
What about a good back scratch or getting your scalp really nice and scratched?
Well,
not for everybody. It's totally polarizing.
Yeah, some people like it and some people don't. Some people really like it.
When I'm talking about tickling, you know, when I tickle, it's like under the arm or you grab somebody's knee or something like that. I mean, how do you guys tickle?
So, yeah, we don't do that jabbing, rough, meant to kind of torture you kind of tickle.
Yeah.
We're really proud to be shallow and just be using these soothing strokes on top of the skin. It's the kind of thing your mom would have done when you were a kid to get you to sleep. I feel like there's a lot more women who appreciate this. When I was a kid growing up, we would play with each other's hair, we would braid each other's hair, not because we really cared that much about how it looked, we just liked how it felt. Just put us into a total zombie-like trance, and that is what we are after.
Every time I got tickled, I hated it. I couldn't wait to get away, but some people really like it. Have you opened yet? Have you had any clients at all?
So, we opened Monday, but the crazy thing is, we've already had quite a few people book and buy packages, and we haven't opened our doors yet. So, to me, I don't know if it's COVID or people just needing something different, but we've been surprised at the volume that's happening when the doors don't open till Monday. Now, we do have a big event Saturday outside to kind of mark the event and the opening, so maybe that's a piece of it, but... You know, we won't know until a couple months down the road just how crazy I am. But we'll see. Talk to me in a couple months.
Gitchy, gitchy, goo.
Now, Bo, earlier you were questioning the pink cookies. Isn't that a reference to tickled pink?
Tickled pink? Is that what the cookies are pink for?
Yes, and they're shaped like feathers. Our little iced cookies made by my friend Kathy McEachern. She's got her own bakery. So we're trying to do whatever we can that's fun. We're offering pink champagne. We've got sheet masks for people that they can wear while they're getting their treatments and things like that. And we're also trying to incorporate a bit of ASMR, which if you're under 30, you probably know what it is. And if, like me, you're over 50, it's kind of new for you.
What is ASMR?
Is incorporating lots of different elements, but including sound and smell to help you relax. And there, if you go and search, it's just shocking. If you look up back tickling ASMR, you'll see millions of videos with millions of views. People just watching other people getting their back tickled, which... I have a harder time grasping that, but there are people who are doing it. So we're wanting to incorporate at least some of the sounds, touches, smells that relax people.
Now, Kimberly, you know that some people really get off on it. Have you ever had somebody really get off on it to where you noticed, if you know what I mean?
So, you know, we're new to this. That is not something we offer as a core service. So anybody who's coming in asking for that kind of thing, we're just not the right place.
You have to go to one of those Asian places on Harry Hines for that.
We expect that there could be people who come in asking it. But I think when they come in and see our setup, they'll see it really doesn't set the tone for it. But we've had a lot of laughs and giggles over it.
So to speak, yeah.
Kimberly, what is your website that can go and check you out?
It's www.ticklebar.com.
Do you think you'll ever put in a drive-thru service like Giggle and Go or something like that?
Never know. You know what? I would love to have tickle trucks and go to fairs, festivals, weddings, bachelorette parties. So don't laugh. We might do it.
Well, I'll laugh if you tickle me, but I'll laugh uncomfortably. So where exactly are you located?
Well, we're near Mockingbird and Abrams at Mockingbird and Hillside in Lakewood, East Dallas. We're right next to a really busy intersection, but people looking for a little bit of peace and calm and bliss, we're right there off the corner, ready to tickle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kimberly Coleman, thank you, Kimberly, for talking to us, and we wish you a laughing good time. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great Christmas.
Back at you, girl.
All right, take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Kimberly, it's a tickle. Just when you thought you'd heard everything.
I know. Exactly.
Oh, man, look what we got for you. Whoa. Are you ready? Here you go.
Hey, chicks, lend an ear, because Elvis is here with an